Good evening, Radio.
I jumped the gun there.
Good evening, this is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio. And the NLI stands for Neurolinguistic Innovation. Tonight we have Lori Rubenstein, the author of Forgiveness. And tonight we're going to talk about forgiveness in the holidays and how to communicate with the family with forgiveness. And Lori's new book, Forgiveness, is available on her website and also at Amazon.com. And I want to welcome a very talented and beautiful lady. It's going to open your eyes to your enterprising wise. Welcome to the show, Lori.
I'm so happy to be here, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Oh, this is an honor and a privilege for me. And also, let's talk about that new book of yours, Forgiveness. How does that open people's eyes to see that they can be more forgiving within themselves to be more affluent in the world?
Well, one of the most motivating factors, I think, anyway, in the book is that there are stories from, other people who are just like you and me, Rob, who have been through so many trying and hard and difficult things, and yet they are, they show what their lives were like before forgiveness and what happened to them, what motivated them to forgive, how they forgave, and then what the gifts were, how their life changed afterwards. And when you read some of these stories, you're like, okay, if Brenda can forgive her father for murdering her mother, I should be able to forgive my ex-husband for cheating. It's like those kinds of things. You're like, okay, if they can do it, I can too. And so it's very inspirational in that way.
And you can go to coachforpassionateliving.com and look at the book Forgiveness. And you can also look at Sedona, Arizona with Lori's picture in it. And, that's the thing. And something that I've noticed in me in my life, and I'm going to ask you, before anything even happens and you have to go into forgiveness, you didn't listen to your inner self. It told you something that you didn't want to believe or do. Do you feel that?
A lot of times people are at sort of like the end of their ropes. They're getting ready to get on medication, or they want to get off medication, or they're depressed, or they're feeling so guilty themselves about something. They're feeling ashamed about something. You get to that point in your life where you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, right? And you say, I need a change. So there are different things you can do. Some people meditate. Some people go to counseling, coaching. Other people go out for long, long, long hikes in the mountains. They commune with nature. There's all sorts of different things that people do to feel more peace in their life, feel more gratitude. And forgiveness is one of those ways.
And it is. But, you said a word in there. I've taken the word change totally out of my life. Only use the word expand. I can expand anything, but I can't change anything. And it really expanded me. But let's get back to the book, Forgiveness.
I just want to say one thing, though, Rob. Everybody should listen. Rob is the wordsmith. He is the king of words. So if he says you can, expand is better than change, then believe him.
And the only thing is with change, you have ingrained imprints. With expand, your subconscious mind can't find nothing. That's the difference, is you can't find an ingrained imprint with the word expand. Like you had pain with change, but expand is grand.
That's good. I get that.
Okay, but anyway, but in forgiveness, a lot of times people are thinking they have to really do something, but really it's just letting go of your own inner pain is the forgiveness where it starts. Don't you feel, Lori?
You know what? If I say that to someone, though, who is stuck in pain, they're not getting what I mean by that. I mean, what you're saying is true, but they're going to say, well, how do I do that? How do I do that? How do I let go? How do I stop being angry? You know, how? And for some people, you know, there's a transformation that can happen in themselves when they just think the word forgive, like just feeling the vibration of the word forgive. But there are others of us who are way more anal, I would say, and need a process. And so in the book, I really created this four-step process for people. It's called Living with Forgiveness. And we can talk about that process. But it was really interesting because as I've been teaching this for years now, and Rob, I used to do this 26 steps, this very complicated process. You know, I had people tapping and, you know, tapping away and writing and journaling and saying things out loud. And you know, it's like I made it so difficult because that was really my process. You know, I was working through forgiveness on my own. So for myself, it was so difficult. I didn't have that clarity. Once I worked through it, I realized that, oh my gosh, it's so much easier than you think. You can do this in just 4 steps.
Okay, but you said you did a process.
Right.
And by taking the process down and getting into 4 simple little things, you let go of the complication. And how is life? We're so used to having it complicated, we forget it's simple.
Right. Yeah, what is life without trauma, drama? I mean, if people could just really, who are listening to this, just close your eyes and imagine your life without all the drama that's going on, there's so much peace. And you get to really, where you think you're trying to be in control of your life, that a lot of that is creating the drama, trying to be in control. And when you let go of that, there really is a lot more peace.
You know, when you choose to let go of control and be the facilitator, that just frees your innovator.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing. Wouldn't you say, by the way you wrote the book, Forgiveness becomes a facilitator of their journey?
Yes. And, you know, and when you... I love that word, facilitator, and it's interesting because I have people moving into that place of observer very often, and when you observe yourself, you are able to facilitate your life to such a grander level than you ever could have imagined before.
And you said something that's profound, and I got to make sure people, everybody heard what Lori said. Control is the drama and trauma you'll live for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's something that I use, and I say, you know, we don't even control our own bodily function. How can we control
But us women will really try hard, Rob.
I mean, it's too simple, but it's true. And God made your body perfect. Your eyes are forward, mm-hmm. disposal system, and your disposal system's behind you. So what's in front is good, and what's behind is waste. Go ahead. Finish.
It's really interesting because for me, as a divorce attorney, of course, I attract and work with a lot of professional women. And to be a professional woman, to be a businesswoman, to be out there in the world, you're trying to be in this take charge place, right? And it looks very masculine often. It looks like, you know, I think about, I sort of was in the early 80s with those suits with the big padded shoulders, right? And that's the feeling behind it, you know, like I'm going to take control and I'm going to be in charge, and you have to be like rough and gruff and go in there. And what happens is women, you know, as we're trained to be these professional businesswomen, we take it home with us. And then it becomes our persona, and we think that we can be like the, you know, the bull in the china cabinet. You know, we're knocking everything down and knocking everyone down around us, and we're thinking that we're in control of something. And what really happens, you know, if you can see that bull knocking down all the china, we're just creating chaos in our lives.
You know, that's the thing. And people that have, it's your arrogance being your parakeet, and it just keeps chirping the same thing over and over. And that's really what it is. And, you know, what you just said there is very prominent today, because people think they have to be, if they made a choice 10 days ago, that choice is that way it is for life. And people don't think you're in a weak state if you make a different choice. When actually, if you can make a choice and a new one, you're actually in strength. And how is forgiveness a strength rather than somebody thinks is a weakness?
Oh, Rob, that's a brilliant question. So by stepping into forgiveness, you're stepping into this place of vulnerability. And vulnerability is the greatest courage. You know, it is. You are at your most courageous self when you're willing to be vulnerable, when you're willing to be heard. And we all know, because we all have this past experience, but somehow we forget this, that when we do become vulnerable, we open up our heart, and that's where we end up finding things like true love in our life. You know, when you have a child, for example, you become so vulnerable because you fall so deeply in love, you know, with this child. Forgiveness is like that. And for me, the experience of writing the book was so vulnerable because I put so much of my life experience in this and opened myself up to, you know, obviously to criticism and to, you know, letting down those walls around you. I mean, forgiveness is all about letting down the walls and letting people see who you are.
And that's true. You know, here's the way I look at life. If I ain't irritating somebody, I ain't expanding.
Well, I hope you continue to irritate people.
Oh, I will. I do. But you know, when you're honorable, when you're vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
And that's a true thing. But a vulnerable doesn't mean you're vulnerable. That means you're a visionary, utopian, loving, newborn energy, realizing astute, bold, lively energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the greatest expression of ourselves. It's like, this is who I am at my authentic self. You know, this is who my soul is. This is what I am. This is my I am, you know? And forgiveness really puts you right back to that I am place. Showing, you know, you're really bearing you're just bearing your soul. I don't know how else to say that?
Well, it is. And, you know, here's the thing about forgiveness. It unlatches a latch of attachment to being right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really have to get out of that right-wrong thinking.
And, you know, something, Laurie, forgiveness And vulnerability allows you to see the world as unrefined wisdom, and that's all it is.
That's beautiful.
And, you know, that's all, you know, the news, we hear all the news is negativity. The news isn't negativity. The news, Lori, is the new world's way of asking for people's innovation.
Right, because when we realize that what is happening in the world right now isn't working, and it, you know, not really working for us. I mean, it's working, you know. we all created what is right now. Yet, if you know, people want something else, but they also, at the same time, want to hold on to what they know because they're scared of what they don't know. Forgiveness is also like that too, because we want to hold on to that right wrong thinking, you know, or that blaming the victim. When you're blaming someone else, you're always going to be a victim, and you will remain a victim for the rest of your life as long as somebody else is at fault in your life. So if you want to change that, forgiveness can change that.
And, you know, forgiveness, doesn't that put fear in people you're around because you don't act the same and you respond different?
Oh, my God. It changed. Sorry. You know, that's the word change. And it does. It expands your world. It totally does expand your world. When you live your life from the place of everything is perfect exactly the way it is. Like, you know, everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen. I'd like to give you an example of something that just happened to me an hour ago. My very, very dear friend, Lauren, but she ran over her husband's dog last night, and the dog died today, and she went to this place of, I'm not going to feel or live from the place of guilt. Like, I'm checking in with myself, and this really truly was an accident. And so, you know, as the observer, she gets to the place of, he was close to dying anyway. They knew that he was going to die soon because he had a lot of problems, which is probably why he was lying down on the ground where she couldn't see him, and not running around. And if he died now, it was because he was supposed to die now. So you can right away go to that place of guilt. Her husband could blame her. They could get into this whole entire chaotic trauma drama together. Can you imagine? I mean, unforgiveness in this kind of situation could lead to an eventual divorce someday, you know, because there's so much guilt and shame and blaming behind it. Or right away knowing that it's happening because it's supposed to happen, you know, bless it and let it go.
And, you know, here's something about the dog, though. Maybe the dog was wanting to go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was his time. You know, this little dog, Max, we just all love this dog so much. It was such a great dog. But this dog was really sick, Rob. Like, he probably chose to go right now. It was meant, you know, it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't meant to happen. And if we look at everything in our life as, we might not know why something is happening at the time it's happening, but it was supposed to happen.
And he may, you know, that's the thing. Things do just, you know, animals understand when it's their time to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when we was at that seminar with Greg Braden, that made sense. The world lives in cooperation, but that's the challenge we're facing right now. We're not in cooperation. We're more in an egotistical male arrogance that I'm right, the world's wrong, and this is the only way, and neither way is working.
Right.
You know, and that's what people don't understand.
Yeah, and when we really become one with what's happening and go with the flow of what's happening and not try to fight it and make it conform to our desires, we can really be a lot happier. We can find a lot more joy in our life when we're in that place of acceptance, which, by the way, is step one in the living with forgiveness process, accepting what is in front of you right now.
And see, that is something you just said is profound and people don't understand is your dreams are in front of you right now. You just got to unmask your own way you see it.
Yeah, you just have to be able to step into it. And that's when you start thinking about there's so many blockages that we as humans have taken on, like why we can't have what we desire. You know, why do we push success away from us or health or love? There's so many messages, you know, so many beliefs that we took on from childhood, those I'm not good enough kind of messages, and they play out in our lives over and over again. I really think that forgiveness is one of those things that clears out the blockages, and it does it as we go through those steps, again, starting with acceptance. And when I say acceptance, I really want to make it clear that it's about acknowledging, accepting what is in front of you. You know, what is your reality right now? Because there's a truth of something that's happening in everybody's life. And if you don't face that truth, if you don't acknowledge the truth, then you really can't expand into everything that you want to be because you're starting from a false premise. You have to start from the reality of your situation. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, totally. And that's the thing, but you said something a little while ago, everything you know has got you to where you are. When you open up and let go of the know and go in to open up to understand this is who I am, it makes it a lot easier to start the acceptance. Wouldn't you feel?
Yeah, and sometimes this is a process. It's a journey of discovering, you know, who am I really? Because my belief is that we've been covered up with so much shit, you know, from, excuse my language, from our childhood that, and all through our life, you know, it's like we take on beliefs of what a lot of people call the matrix, you know, of everything that's happening in this world. And then you got to go back and say, what do I really believe? And then how do you know if what you're saying you believe is really your belief or you just took it on from someone else?
And now that's an absolutely thing. See, that's something I've really expanded into. Belief is a thief.
Belief is a thief. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, belief is a thief. If you believe it, that's all there is. When you open up to understand and to trust your listening abilities in the moment, you will never, ever have a belief because you'll trust yourself to hear what you're supposed to hear.
You know, the most powerful coaching question that I think we learned in coaching school is, what else could that mean? What else could that mean? What else could that mean? What else could that mean?
Yeah.
It's so powerful to see things from different perspectives.
And, you know, here's another one I like to ask myself. I ask it myself all this time. What am I afraid of?
Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
And then I say, I don't know. And I don't know is the most powerful question in the world.
That what if you did know?
Well, no, because it opens you up not only that, but it starts an inquisitive on the inside. It's a curiosity question. I don't know, so I let go of what I know to expand into my higher desires.
Mm.
I'm going to give everybody a secret. Rhymes are the fastest way to expand your life. Works every time.
Huh.
It expands every time because the subconscious mind can understand the rhyme. It's like I chime the rhyme in the subliminal mind to understand I can expand. Live my life in galvanizing gusto. See, that takes over the inner dialogue.
Mm. And Rob, you are like the genius, I have to say, at that. You just boom, boom, boom. They just come out of you.
But I'll be honest, I've been practicing this for close to 2 years. And that's the thing. It's like honorable to vulnerable. And see how that just kind of... And when you say that, you want to feel your heart. You want to feel your chest. The words you use, Laura, you want to open your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And But we're talking about Laurie's book, Forgiveness. And it's on Coach for Passion. How's that go? I don't have that website up.
Well, you can do Coach for Passionate Living, and they can also go to Amazon and type in, it's called, the whole title is Forgiveness, Heal Your Past and Find the Peace You Deserve, and they can actually get it for less money on Amazon than ordering it directly from me. So that's a little hint for everybody.
And, you know, and that's the thing about life. It's just life is love, innovation, freedom every day. That's all life is. And
I love
innovation
part.
And here's something you said earlier about no. And people fear what they know. They fear what other people know, and they fear they don't know. And that's when you don't know, you're into expansion. When you think you know, you're blocked. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, that's sort of one of those concepts that I learned at Tony Robbins. His language, which, you know, I sort of grew up learning, was when you're confused, you applaud yourself because you're really going to learn something. You know, when you acknowledge that I'm lost, I'm confused, I don't know, I mean, all those things, then you're ready, you're ripe for learning.
And yeah, confusion is a first sign of wisdom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a lot of people will say, well, so this is an interesting conversation, because when you get confused, a lot of people will go right to the place of cutting the energy off right there, saying, they can say, I'm confused or I don't know, and then not try to get to the next level. And sometimes just whatever is on the other side of that, I'm confused or I don't know, is going to open up your mind, your heart, your soul to so much. And that's why, you know, you don't want to be in this place of resting. You know, we all have to take personal responsibility for our own personal and spiritual growth. And that actually, I don't even know how this happened, but of course it happened. That's step number two, Ralph. Is personal responsibility in the Living with Forgiveness process.
And, you know, there's one thing about responsibility. Once you take it, you never want to give it away.
There's real power in admitting that You are where you are because you choose to be where you are. That if you want something different in your life, you can choose that difference. But, you know, whether people will blame other people for why they aren't there.
Yeah, and there's a simple definition for blame. That's being lousy at managing everything.
Oh, my God. I never heard that before. I'm going to write that down.
And that's just what it is. Blame leads to shame, which is a silly, helpless animation mocking everything you do. And that's all shame is. Shame is a silliness. And see, that's the thing about life. We get to play the games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and in forgiveness, you're in a game of free flowing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, you can be in that. You know, you, again, it's a choice. You take personal responsibility to choose how you want to play that game. And, you know, if you, you know, everybody has the freedom to choose what they want to do with it. And, you know, you can die angry with the world, or as things happen to you, you can do what I call building your forgiveness muscle, you know, where you're practicing releasing, you're practicing letting go, you're practicing accepting, you're practicing taking personal responsibility, you're practicing seeing things as a gift rather than as a punishment. You know, you're practicing these things on a regular basis, and then when the big things happen to you, you can just, like you say, you know, flow into the game of life and realize, hey, you know, this really is, it's our illusion, you know, that we're here to play this game for our soul's growth, and how we choose to grow, how we choose to be either flexible with it, or if we choose to be very black and white and anal thinking about it, you know, right, wrong thinking, that, the, you know, that determination right there, whether you're a black and white thinker or a flexible thinker, can change your whole world, can expand your whole world.
And when you become an enterprising, owlish, wise person, you play the game of life with listen. And that's what forgiveness, the book is Forgiveness on Amazon.com by Lori Rubenstein. Get the book and start forgiving your way to wealth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rob.
And I really want to thank Lori. We're going to have Lori back because these conversations engage people in expansion. And until you can expand the world, you can really never expand yourself.
Right, and once you expand yourself, you can expand the world.
Both ways. And you said something, I wanted to comment. You know, you said something about is. There's a simple question I ask myself. What is isn't, but what isn't is? And that just sends that old conscious mind into, just say that one time.
Yeah, and it's so important, isn't it, to get your conscious self out of the way so that your higher self, your subconscious, whatever you want to call it, your heart self, your higher self, can come in and do your thinking for you. Today I was listening to Peggy Phoenix Dubrow talk about we need to start thinking from our heart and feeling with our head. And that's another one of those things that gets you out of your, out of that thinking mind.
That's absolute. When you open your heart eyes, your ears, your head listens.
Mm-hmm. For for sure.
Like you, I like how you opening my heart eyes.
I like that too.
And anyway, it's Lori Rubenstein. The book is Forgiveness. It's on Amazon.com. Lori, give the people some wisdom, and I will close out the show.
Okay. So I guess the leading word to wisdom is to find the gift in everything that happens in your life, because there is a gift in everything that happens in your life, and it's just up to you to find it. Thank you, Rob, so much for having me on the show.
And the gift is Lori, and I present her to you, and the book is Forgiveness on Amazon.com. And I want to thank Lori. We'll have Lori back after the first of the year, which is almost like tomorrow. And I will be here Thursday night with Amy Ligner. She's got a new book out, Tell It and Lowry 13. But this book is Forgiveness by Lori Rubenstein on Amazon.com. Expand your life. Forgive yourself to be free.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessings to everyone.
And everybody, and good night, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.